Dead Ground by Gerald Seymour. Prologue. 1988, German Democratic Republic. He opened the door and carried the thin plastic rubbish bag to the front gate. The cat followed him, and he heard, carried by the wind from the north, the first shot. The aircraft had been over a minute or so earlier, and he had seen its navigation lights and flamed exhausts through the window. The house had shaken below the flight path. He dumped the plastic bag on the far side of the gate, on the paving. The cat howled because it could not scratch a hole in the frozen ground, and he heard the burst of automatic firing, sharp but distant in the night air. The pastor shivered. He should have put on a coat because the bitter wind brought a chill to his shoulders and the small of his back. He heard more shots from behind the house and the singing of the wind in the wires against the roof of the house and around the squat brick tower of the church across the road. She called to him from inside. Why had he left the door open? Why did he let the cold into the house? The cat bolted for the open door. He heard more shots and saw, above the sharp-angled roof of the house, a flare merge with the low cloud. He went inside, pushed the door shut, and banged his hands across his arms and chest to warm himself. Far away in the long distance, a siren shrieked. He went into the living room, off the hallway. The cat was already on her lap, and he told her that there was shooting at the base. There must be a night exercise. She did not look up from her knitting. She was making a small cardigan for the newest grandchild, and her forehead was furrowed with concentration. She murmured with concern that it was a bad night for the young soldiers to be out. The pastor sat at the table in the living room and worked at his address for the coming Sunday. He wrote his note.